we are. It's all about me or it's about us.
Oh, my bro. Oh,
hello and welcome to the Big Bro and Friends podcast, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. And with me, of course, I'm Big Bro Dennis, and with me are my friends.
Yes.
Masaya tong topic natin ngayong araw na to. And for sure, maraming matutulungan ng mga lalaki dito, no? And we're going to talk about our episode for today is how to be a boyfriend material.
Wow.
May mga
notes ako. Wow. May notes si Tita. Ready si Tita.
Sipan ko talaga.
May notes.
Ayan. Inaabangan po ni... Naabangan po ni Rek ditong episode na to.
Mukhang inaabangan ng boyfriend ni Sophia tong episode na to. Magpaparinig siya.
Ay, pinag-isipan ko talaga yun lang.
Alright, so ang topic natin ngayon is how to be a boyfriend material. Alam ko marami sa mga nanonood sa atin nagtatanong, di ba, hirap ako, parang di ako makakuha ng girlfriend. Ano pang mali sa akin? O meron ba akong kailangan i-improve? So kailangan namin ang opinion nyo, Chingo and Tita Sophie, kung paano ba maging boyfriend material para matulungan natin si Adrian at saka si Rek B.
Yan.
Oh, kasi si Josh.
Si Josh, okay na siya eh.
Hindi na kailangan. Hindi na kailangan.
Okay, so start na natin. Ano ba ang boyfriend material? Di ba? Paano ba masabi na boyfriend material lang isang lalaki?
Kinikilig ka, Tita Sophie. Kinikilig si Tita Sophie.
Yes.
Pagka mga babae, ba pinag-uusapan itong mga ganyan? Yung...
Yeah! We talk about it all the time.
Wow, okay.
Hindi kami nagsasawa. Wow.
Parang fantasy.
Pag nagko-copy, pag nagtitea time kayo, ay baka nga usapan sa table.
Yeah. Okay. Ikaw muna
siya. Yan, ngayong gabi, papasok yung lahat sa usapan ninyo.
Okay, ano bang mas maganda? I-define ba muna natin? Ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng boyfriend material? Ganyan.
Sige, para sa inyo. Define nyo na.
Tapos na.
Naman naman mga lalaki dito, we're good listeners.
Wow!
Yes.
Alright. Okay. For me, boyfriend material kasi is someone na ready ka na in a way na pumapasok ka sa isang relationship not because gusto mo lang itry, not because may pressure ka around you na gusto mo lang pa-feel good, pa-pogi ka lang, and so on. Pero it's something na you entered with kasi alam mo na may responsibility ka into that specific relationship. So kung hindi ka, parang kung hindi kayo siguro sanay or ayaw niyo ng commitment, eh di huwag ka munang pumasok kasi baka hindi ka pa ready. Hindi ka pa pang boyfriend material, pang singlehood ka. So dun ka muna, single ka lang muna.
May kinakausap ka ba siya? Parang...
May parang may...
Pag nagre-record tayo, diba dapat ano, alam mo yun? Dapat straight to the eye to eye. Wow.
Nakatingin ka kasi kay Adrian eh.
Oh God!
O muna ay pagdiinan.
Okay.
Tandaan nyo si Adrian, just add him up in your life.
Add him?
Yes.
Ready na po yan. Ready na.
Ready na.
Ikaw ba, Tita Sophie?
To add to that, naisip ko nga rin parang it's a boyfriend is not who you are in the present. It's who you're going to be when times are tough or the pressure's on you. Kasi I was recounting lahat ng experiences ko with my boyfriend na kung bakit ko ba siya nagustuhan. It was when I was down or parang I didn't feel like it was my best self. And he really pulled through. Wala akong in-expect sa kanya. He had the initiative to encourage me, to listen to my problems. And aminado naman siya, he's not the, with regards to my problems, he's not the wisest or the most knowledgeable. Pero nagbibigay siya ng insight. And then sobrang na-appreciate ko yun. Kasi parang I didn't feel na I was alone. I always felt like I always had someone that I can go to, I can seek help, you know, in that extra special way. Kasi nga, this year, we're hoping na we'll be partners for life. Diba?
Meron akong ano, may follow-up question ako sa'yo, Tita. Tita, kasi may sinabi ka na kailangan kong itanong lang.
Okay.
Kung sabi mo minsan yung mga advice niya or yung mga thoughts niya, parang hindi naman tama. Pero sabi mo parang gusto mo lang na may nakikinig sa'yo.
Yeah.
So, ano bang importante sa inyo? Na tama yung sagot namin o may kabuluhan sagot namin o nakikinig kami sa inyo? Kahit na walang kabuluhan ang sagot namin.
Okay. Okay, sige. Good question. Since it's my, ano. It's the fact na meron siyang experience, he got, meron siyang, his own, he took his own experiences and then gave his insight. It didn't apply to me, but parang alam mo yung effort na hindi nakikinig ako sa'yo, I'm giving you the my best insight, my best knowledge, binibigay ko sa'yo freely because I love you. Kumbaga, yun yung naramdaman ko. And then, kung hindi naman tama, that's yun yung important in a relationship, you talk about it. Parang hindi siya tama sa akin dahil so and so and so. Para then he got a glimpse of saan ba ako nang gagaling or ano ba yung mga reasons ko kung bakit hindi nag-apply. But I also made it a point to say na I really, really, really appreciate what you said. It really meant a lot to me. Siguro, in the future, it will apply to me. It will apply to the both of us. Ganun lang.
Isa sa mga pagkakamali ko early on in marriage, and sometimes I still do, by the way, actually,
kanina,
nagalit nga si Tan sa akin. Hindi naman nagalit, pero parang pointed it out, an error that I made. No, sometimes kasi I come in with solutions and not empathy. Parang hindi ako nag-empathize sa kanya. Parang hindi, ganito lang yan, ganito lang yan. Sa kanya, actually, hindi ko kailangan ng solution mo. Nag-air out ako kasi na-frustrate ako.
Oh, yeah.
And you're giving me solutions. Ako naman, girls, bakit ba ganun, no? Mga ladies, no? Na parang may tanong kayo, di ba? May sagot ako. May sagot kami. Pero hindi pala yun yung hinahanap nyo. Tama ba? Parang minsan lambing lang pala hinahanap nyo. Sana sinabi nyo na lang, can you hug me?
Okay. When we were starting out, I did do a lot of venting out. Hindi ko pala na-realize na ang, I think for me, mga lalaki, gusto nila magbigay ng solution. They're really go-getters. So, we decided, no, after several arguments later, ano, let's just be straightforward. Nag-vent ka ba or may kailangan ka talaga ng, do you really need a solution that can really, that you believe will really come from me, kumbaga from him? Ganon, para wala nang away, para alam din niya ano bang gagawin niya habang nakikinig siya sa akin. Mm. You know?
Parang natatawa ka, pretty boy. May gusto ko bang sabihin?
Oh, kayo na. Kayo.
Ramdam ba, ramdam?
A couple
ramdam.
In the room.
Ano naman, okay naman. Pero minsan nga, ano, hindi ko maintindihan. Ano, big bro?
Okay naman, pero something hindi ko rin gets.
Hindi ko lang din alam, no, na hindi pala solusyon ang kailangan. Lambing at mahinig lang.
Yeah. Minsan kasi, no, hindi rin ata nila alam kung ano yung kailangan nila.
I was just going to say, sometimes I don't actually know what I need until I finished my story or my problem.
And the difference between a man and a woman.
So, sorry na lang talaga sa kanya. I will say naman na parang, wait, I don't wanna hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So, ano pa? Yeah. So, what makes... Let's go straight to the question tonight. Make a good boyfriend material. Ayung mga non-negotiables mo.
Ayan, non-negotiables. Ang ganda lang talaga pag may nag-usapan yung non-negotiables. Yeah. Pero we just have to accept the fact na yung non-negotiables kasi sometimes it's a reality for you but not the reality for the other person. So, totoo siya sa akin pero baka hindi kasi pwedeng mangyari dun sa isang tao eh. Kasi pwedeng... hindi talaga yun, hindi talaga yun yung brought up sa kanya, yung pagpapalaki sa kanya. Ng... So, ang hirap i-impose ng mga bagay na, ito kasi yung gusto ko eh, so ito dapat yung hahanapin ko. So, pag may naligaw sa akin at wala siya nito, may isa lang dyan na ma-cross out or hindi talaga, hindi na-checkan, edi bawal na, hindi yan pwede, bawal yan. So, it's not being legalistic, pero... You just really have to pray about it. Siguro ako personally, nung time na may non-negotiables talaga ako, sobrang dami nun nung mga early on, nung early Christian days ko, yung bago pa lang ako sa church and all. Sobrang, parang ang dami kong list. And some of it, ideals lang pala talaga. Pero as I grow older, as I grow mature, nag-iiba, nababawasan, natatanggal, nalalaglag yung mga ibang mga ideals mo doon. Tapos nakikita mo na lang what really matters, yung values, yung character. Yun yung parang for me, it's somehow that stands out. Yung kung kaya ba akong mahalin ng tao na to or kaya ba niya akong tanggapin for what for who I really am. Kunwari ako, I really love kunyari Korean culture, K-pop or something. Kaya ba niyang i-accept yung day-to-day daily life ko na alam mo yun, parang
K-popper mo.
Nagki-K-pop ako, nanonood ako kay drama, ganun. Parang may inis ba siya sa akin dahil nagki-K-pop ako or i-impose niya ba sa akin na huwag kang manood ng K-drama kasi ayoko niyan. So, it's
around daw siya pakialaman sa video games. Pakialaman sa K-drama.
Yeah.
Ganun pala yun eh.
Yan, quits na.
There's always a room, no, for us to grow din and to also enjoy life, no. Even nandun ka sa isang relationship, parang meron pa rin kayong space na hindi niyo papakialaman yung pareho niyong group kasi doon siya nag-enjoy. Dito ako nag-enjoy, di naman yung kasalanan. So, sige, go lang, di ba?
So, isa sa mga hinahanap pwede kang tanggapin or kaya kang tanggapin. No tempo.
Kung kahit sino ka man. Yeah.
Wait.
No tempo.
Just a side note, natatawa lang ako habang nagkikwento si Shit. Pinapanood ko si IG na parang, okay. Yeah. Parang,
nag-mental note.
But yeah, yun din ang reason kung bakit nagustuhan ko yung boyfriend ko. I believe that he liked me first. I didn't like him in the beginning. I didn't think, kasi he's very, very stone-faced siya. So, akala ko wala siyang interest sa akin. But then, we would share stories na, as in, like, groupmates pa lang kami, I would share my personal stories and nakikinig siya. And he didn't have a vibe na ginajudge niya ako or kine-question niya kung pagkatao ko. And we were completely, and even now, we're completely two different kinds of people. He's very introverted, I'm very extroverted. I like to look very, very, very nice all the time. Siya, basta makalabas ng bahay, happy na siya. Mga ganun. And I appreciated that so much. Kasi parang it's been a while at the time na someone really listened to me and accepted the kind of person I was or I am. And there is no judgment. Sobrang nagugustuhan ko yun or nagugustuhan ko yun sa kanya even now.
Yeah, okay lang matanungin to. How big is looks to you guys?
Mga 70% po. 70%.
Taas.
Hindi, joke lang po.
Yung mga galit po sa yung mga nag-hate post po ng mga bogey lang po yung dito niya po malalaman kung totoo po talaga. Yung mga theories natin. Yan. Sige, pakinggan natin. Chingu.
Study first, pero sila good yung pogi.
I think, for many of us can relate na even men kasi, di ba, attracted physically sa looks. Parang ang laki nung dating din kapag nakakita sila ng maganda, ganyan. I don't know if you would agree na parang dagdag factor yon. Parang, alam mo yun, pag maganda, parang, tapos mabait pa, tapos parang, nice, may mga checklist yan. Pero, for us women, ako personally, looks is, another checklist para sa amin. Tinitingnan talaga namin yung looks. Hindi lang looks, pati hygiene ng tao. Parang, ang hirap naman kasi napogi ka, pero, sorry for the term, mabaho hininga mo. Parang,
yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Diba? Parang makikipag-usap ka sa akin, we will converse, pero hindi okay yung hininga mo. So, alam mo yun, joke, dapat naliligo ka. Araw, ganyan. Yung hygiene din is very important for us. Not just the looks, pero how this person delivers it. Sometimes kasi yung kapugian, hindi lang siya nakikita the way siyang pumorma, but it's a whole yung kabuuan nung tao. Mm-hmm. Yung kasama na dun, paano siya nagda-dress up, paano niya dinadala, yung simplicity niya, paano yung hygiene nitong tao na to, malinis ba yung buko niya, something like that, na very simple lang, pero we are keen, very detailed. Alam mo, tinitingnan namin yung mga ganyan. Detailed.
Question, paano na? Sobrang gwapo. Fourth choice. Sobrang gwapo. Pero mukhang wala kang kinabukasan dito. Tapos walang plano sa buhay. Tapos parang barumbado pa yung ugali. Tapos merong napakapangit talaga. Again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Pangit sa standard mo. Hindi lang pangit, sobrang pangit sa standard mo. Pero napakabait. Pero nung nakita mo yung kuko, medyo maitim yung kuko niya, no? Pero dahil sobrang sipag, nagtatrabaho 12 hours a day. May plano sa buhay. Ang ganda ng kinabukasan mo dito. Pero pag tumawa, yung dalawang front teeth, wala.
Ayun.
Ano pupiliin nyo?
Ako po.
That's a trick question, Tita Sophie.
Sige, pili.
Siguro, I'll just say this. I'll pick neither of them. Because if you can't take it, if you're working 12 hours a day but you can't take care of yourself, where are your priorities?
Farmer siya eh.
Farmer naman, you don't have an hour to take a bath, cut your nails, brush your teeth.
like a city girl, huh?
Yeah. Hygiene is hygiene.
Nasa bukid yung tao.
Parang big bro.
Dalawa lang talaga yung option.
Force choice nga eh.
Force.
Sa bagay, may mga
araw naman ako. Marami nang rabang pa sumagot.
Fine. May mga araw naman ako na hindi mabango. I'll pick the someone that has plans in life. Learned skill naman yung hygiene.
paano kung yung barumbado naman, Tita Sophie, natuturuan din naman. Ayun. Can be learned naman. Pogi naman din. At natututunan naman yung mga plans in life.
That parang hindi ko yun responsibility for you to have plans in life. I'm not your mom, I'm not your life coach or whatever. Parang kung magiging tayo, fine, but not now is not the time. Kung now is the time for us to be together and God only wants me to teach you good hygiene, edi wow, let's go shopping. Diba? Oh. Naisip ko talaga yung...
Anyway. Parang na-observe ko sa mga pinagsasagot nila Big Bro, no? Na hygiene is the key. Diba?
Kayo, diba? Hygiene would you like your girl to smell gross?
Cleanliness is next
like
to
like a man. Fish. Yeah.
Cleanliness is next to manliness.
And hindi ko planado, no, na hygiene ang pinagsasabi nyo. Pero... Meron po tayong sponsor for this
podcast. Yon.
Meron po tayong free giveaway sa isang lucky winner
okay.
Na mag-subscribe sa channel natin, pati sa YouTube, at sasagot sa ating YouTube video kung bakit, kung ano para sa kanya ang boyfriend o girlfriend material.
Mm-hmm.
Pipiliin natin yung pinakamagandang sagot at mananalo kayo ng libreng showerhead.
Wow.
Yeah. Hygiene is the key.
Brand new.
Very minimalist showerhead. Na shower.
Ano pa yan? Ang galing pang ibang bansa.
I-mail po namin sa inyo to. Kung taga Pilipinas ka, free shipping na po to. Just subscribe, like, share, and comment kung ano ang boyfriend and girlfriend material. Napakaganda pong material to. Made of plastic, made in China po.
Very minimalist nice. Design, bagay na bagay sa mga
nice. Sponsor.
Para maging boyfriend material ka na.
Yes. Material.
Yan. Ito naman.
Winner.
Ayan, sige.
Okay, go.
Ito naman, 'di ba? Syempre Big Bro, pinag-uusapan natin yung boyfriend material. Ipasok naman natin ngayon yung pera. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ano masasabi
yes.
niyo? Kailangan ba may ipon? Sakto lang or mataba ang ugali?
Yeah. Mayaman.
Yeah. Mayaman.
Gosh, I wish gusto ko na mataba ang wallet niya. But that's not always the case. just manage the money that he has. Well, kumbaga kung ano bang term na yun? Parang kung ano lang binibili tapos wala naman sense. I'm not so sure kasi kung anong mga bagay na yun. But, you know...
Loho.
Thank you. Hindi. Like, kunwari games. If you like games, set a budget for it. Like, you know, like my boyfriend does. Meron siyang limit. Meron siyang cap. Kung gano'n ka namin gagastasin niya. Nung naging uso yung Funko Pop, may cap din siya doon. And I really appreciated that. Para hindi naman, like, parang, uy, mag-date tayo. It's like, oh, I don't have money. It's like, why don't you have money? Oh, I spend it on this. It's parang, what? May girlfriend ka? Unahin mo yun?
Oh, no.
And it was never like that. And I guess honest din with money, meron talagang time na wala talaga siyang income, but he was very willing to at least pay for his gas and then magdikita kami. And then parang kina-cancel out na lang namin yung mga utang-utang. Mga ganun.
May question ako. Bago sumagot si Coach Shen. Ito siguro sobrang... Pingo tayo. Sorry, big bro.
Okay.
Yung question ko, no, is sobrang realidad to sa mga like siguro yung mga hindi pa nag-jump into relationships. And ako, for me, honestly, may thoughts akong ganito. Ewan ko lang sa iba. Meron bang time? Okay, for the women. No?
Parang right?
Hindi. Time. For the women, you try to, parang, ano to, chine-check nyo kung meron bang pera tong lalaki or wala. Ay, paano pag meron, ganyan. Yan.
Kung may time, naman na chinek namin.
Gumagawa ba kayo ng paraan?
Natanong mo na ba yan kay Pretty Boy?
Sige, personally, no, and honestly,
yan.
Ako kasi hindi ko kasi sinusugarcoat. Pag may gusto kong malaman, tinatanong ko. Kasi ayokong parang iisip ako ng way para malaman kung anong laman ng bank account mo. Parang, I won't do that.
So, parang tinanong mo na kay
Pretty Boy.
Pero, it's...
Naiyak ka ba? Naiyak ka?
Do you see a bright future ahead?
Next episode, mamimigay tayo ng wallet.
Ito yung ako na-appreciate ko lang how he does it. And parang may plano din kasi siya. And I see the current reality and the current responsibilities that we both have sa kanya-kanya naming pamilya. And it's something to be considered. Hindi ka pwedeng maging selfish na may girlfriend ka ganito yung gusto kong mangyari sa future dapat naiipon ka. Parang you can rant all the way, pero alam mo yun, ikaw din yung babagsak at na-end, ikaw din yung madi-disappoint, ikaw din yung ma-frustrate. Parang, if you want something, then pag-ipunan mo yun. Parang hindi naman, for me, hindi yung boyfriend mo yung sumasagot ng lahat dapat. Yeah. Kung may gusto kang ideal house in the future, parang hindi mo pwedeng iasa sa kanya yun na ito kasi yung gusto kong design, ito kasi yung gusto kong bahay.
Agree.
kasi for me, it's a partnership. Tulungan kayo dun. May pangarap ka, may pangarap din siya. Then you go ahead, communicate, you combine yung ideas niyo both. It's a two-way. Yes, parang men are designed to lead, men are designed to provide most of the time, pero meron ka ring part doon. Hindi ka lang nagtatrabaho kasi gusto mo lang bilhin yung luho mo, yung gusto mo, yung mga bagay na gusto mong bilhin, skincare or whatever. Alam mo yun, meron ka ring iaambag. It's hindi man nila i-ask, pero ako gusto ko kasing nagkukusa without Pretty Boy asking. Sige, ito yung meron ako. So, ito yun. So, we plan ahead yung future na minsan nag-uusap kami about itong ganito, expenses, finances, blah, 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 ganyan. Mahilig kasi akong mag-compute ng mga bagay-bagay.
Accountant po kasi si Chinggu.
accountant si Chinggu.
Pero napag-awayan nyo na ba? Maybe for Sophie and Chinggu. Napag-awayan nyo na ba ang pera with your boyfriend?
Never. I guess you're very transparent and we're very sensitive to one another's situation. Like right now, nag-aaral siya. So, yung income niya is almost zero. And ako yung nag-earn. So, I have to be sensitive when it comes to where I want to date, how I want to date, how often, mga ganon. Para hindi money yung primary topic namin. It's on more productive things. Kumbaga, may initiative na ako or may idea na ako. Kung nasan siya ngayon financially, you don't have to talk about it at this time. Ikaw,
disclaimer, at this time.
At this time.
Yes, at this time.
Mm-mm. Ako, ano, honestly, may times na pag-awayan namin yun. Pero, hindi, disclaimer lang, hindi siya about the ipon or so. Pero, sometimes kasi, I get to this point na meron akong mga nakikita or kinikwento niya sa akin na parang may binili siyang ganito, na ganyan. And for me, parang hindi nagme-make sense. Parang sayang, hindi worth it. Parang for me, ganun. So, I will come up to a point na parang magiging argument siya in a way. Pero nagawa na, nabili na, so wala na akong choice but to accept it. Pero it's a communication of moving forward, di ba? So may mga bagay na gano'n na kailangan talagang pag-usapan din. So I have to accept that fact na baka sa kanya values yun or parang binavalue niya yun kaya binili niya. So kailangan ko rin dumating dun sa point of realization na kailangan ko lang i-accept na at this season, ito muna yung kailangan niya, pinaprioritize niya, dito siya masaya, sige, bili ka niyan. Pero responsibility niya na yun in the future kung mabawasan yung ipon niya dahil sa mga pinagagastusan niya ngayon. So it's up to him.
May I ask what this item is?
Pretty dog book. Food.
Dog food. Siyempre, importante yun. Para sa hayop niya yun.
Hayop talaga.
Ito po kasi yun. Hindi lang siya dog food eh. So, okay. Yung dog food kasi nila sobrang upgraded. Pagkain pang tao yung pinapakain niya. Sometimes, it's Jollibee. Sometimes, it's McDo. Sometimes, it's KFC. I don't know anymore. Parang, tao ba
ikaw, hindi ka niya nililibre. Tapos yung aso niya nililibre niya. Oh.
Pagbuli ka ng aso mo na
ikaw lang. Hanggang karanderya lang tapos yung
aso. Chingo naman ang mira ng kainan.
Papi love yun eh. Papi love.
Papi love.
Ay.
Pag pwede siya na. 50 pesos lang naman yun.
Wala naman daw.
50 pesos isang kainan ng isang aso na hindi naman kumakain ng Jollibee. Hindi naman niya ma-appreciate. Thank you ka Jollibee to.
Hindi mo kilala si Jollibee.
Kahit SM bonus na dog food. Magte-thank you na sa'yo yan.
Kahit sa baw lang, pwede na. Yan, pero narinig na natin, no, yung side nila, Chingo and Tita Sophie. Big bro, bilang ikaw, matagal ka ng married. No?
Yeah. Matagal ka ng lalaki.
Pagdaanan mo na to, ikaw ba, ano, sa tingin mo, ano ba yung para sa aming mga single, ni Rec, Diana, o ano ba yung pwede naming gawin to become a boyfriend mo?
Mm-mm.
Oh, ako, number one, napaka-importante. Lagi ko nito sinasabi sa mga daughters ko. No? Kailangan somebody who can lead you.
Yeah.
We're not saying na subordinate ang mga babae. Pero kasi, especially in Asian context, no, tayo mga Pilipino, we're a very matriarchal society. No? Pero pag tanongin mo, karamihan sa mga babae, frustrated sila sa mga asawa nila. Mga married. Kasi asawa ko passive eh. Yan yung mga number one reklamo sa mga counseling namin. Walang ginagawa, nakaupo, ayaw magdesisyon, ako lahat. Diba? And that's a number one thing, no? That you need to be somebody who can lead the relationship, no? Set the direction, set the pace, no? Especially if you have a very strong wife, right? It would be good for you to learn how to lead it with your wife. No, and set the pace and the vision of where this family needs to go. No, kasi napapagod din sila. Lalo na kasi ang nangyari minsan pag yung babae nagli-lead, ayaw sumunod na lalaki, mas frustrating 'yon. Eh pero wala namang ginagawa yung lalaki. Syempre mag-step up yung babae. Right? So might as well do your job and take leadership because that's a role that you have in our context and in our society. And actually even if you look at scripture, sa Bible, ganun din, no? Nung create si Adam and Eve. Si Adam talaga yung pinagbili na. Diba na, oh, ito gagawin mo, ito gagawin mo, ha? Hindi niya kinausap yung babae. Si Adam kinausap niya. Which means, and he commands Adam to cultivate the garden. Sa Tagalog, kailangan niyang palaguin daw yung garden. No? So kung anong binigay sa'yo, palaguin mo yan. Diba? And that's a responsibility of a man. No? So, kung may maliligaw man sa mga anak ko, yan yung una kong titingnan. Diba, may plano ba to sa'yo? Baka naman boyfriend mo yan ng 12 years, tapos wala na. Diba? Tapos wala naman talagang plano, no plans of settling down. Don't waste your prime years with that guy. Right? That's number one. Number two for me is dapat he can protect you. No? Paglalaban ka niyan. No? especially sa atin, no? At hindi muscles yung sinasabi ko. Isa sa mga problema, ito, dahil mga single naman yung manonood sa atin, no? Isa sa mga problema ng mga mag-asawa, lalo na sa Pilipinas, bienan. No? Pag nakikialam ng bienan, tapos si lalaki walang ginagawa, no? Na-hurt ang mga babae. No? Kasi somebody's trying to take control. Your goal is to protect your wife. No? Your goal is to love your wife by making sure she doesn't get hurt and she's protected from any malicious or any wrongdoings of other people, because culturally, that's something that's very prevalent sa Pilipinas. No? Tapos, we also protect, lalo na magiging tatay yung boyfriend nyo, magiging tatay yan one day. So, isipin mo, no, yung mga values niya, ano bang importante sa kanya, because he's not only going to protect you, he's also going to protect your kids in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy needs to love you so much because he would want to protect you, your marriage, and your family in the future. So, may mga signs naman yan, no, kung ganun siya. Makikita mo with the conversations, does he love talking about the future? Diba? Pag tinanong mo, may plano, ang sagot ba niya, sisikat din banda ko, babe? Diba? Or talagang may plano ba talaga siya sa buhay? Diba? And, or, kikita na rin ang YouTube ko. Diba? 3,000 subscribers na lang. No? So, kung ganun lang yung mga plano niya, medyo mag-isip-isip ka na.
Yep.
Or yung chillax lang, di, tayong dalawa, kahit ano na, bahala na. Those are words from men who don't have plans. No? Ingat-ingat ka. Tandaan mo yung wedding nyo. Pagplaplanuhan nyo yan. Ang marriage, may plano ba? No? So, pag yung lalaki, hindi nag-initiate ng plans or no plans, those are red flags already for you. So, think twice, thrice, three times, diba? Whether you're going to say, yes, that's the guy for me already. No? Habang single ka, you have a choice. And the choice is yours. Because once you say, I do, we truly believe that you have to fight for that marriage. No, there's no exit strategy for me unless sinasaktan ka na or nag-adultery yan. But technically, if the guy is faithful, yet because he's spineless, he's not leading, he's no plans in life, there's no exit strategy to that marriage. Mm-hmm. No? And you've got to, yun yung minsan nakakalimutan natin, no? Na may mga consequences sa mga decision natin. No? So habang single, pag-isipan mabuti. Pagdasal, pag-isipan, ask for advice, talk it over, be vulnerable to each other para alam mo kung talagang this would be the guy for me or not. No? And since si Chingo at si Tita may mga boyfriend na, good conversations you need to have with your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Once they become your fiancé, you're one step closer to marriage. Right? And you've got to have these hard conversations with your partner. Can this guy lead me? Can this guy protect me? Because, you know, I'm giving up everything for you. Might as well learn how to give up everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Make this work.
Yo.
Ayos.
Boom.
On.
Okay. Josh, hindi pwede pag gwapo-gwapo lang. Alam ko mataas ang gwapo sa listahan ni Chingo. No? Pero, kailangan may plano
80%.
Rin.
Someone who can lead and someone who can protect. No,
70%. Yeah. 60.
70%.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ayun na nga.
Buti na lang kay Tami, ano lang, 30% lang.
200, out of 200 po kasi yung sa akin.
Lumusot pa. Pagsak pa din pala.
Ayun. Alright, so again, thank you so much guys for this wonderful, colorful discussion we have on how to be a boyfriend material. Once again, meron po kami, seryoso po itong giveaway namin. Please subscribe, like, and comment sa YouTube. YouTube na lang, para isa na lang. Comment niyo sa YouTube kung ano natutunan niyo, how to be a good boyfriend or girlfriend material. Pipili po kami ng napakagandang sagot. And you get this one as long as you're from the Philippines, meron kang libreng shower head. Or from China, pwede din kasi sa Shopee ko naman ito nakuha. Bibigay ko na lang sa address mo sa China. Alright, so thank you so much guys. And I do hope as we continue on with our episode dito sa podcast, share this to your friends. Pag na-bless po kayo sa mga content po namin, pwedeng paki-share po kami. Paki-add po si Adrian sa inyong buhay. And life will never be the same again. Once again, this is Big Bro and Friends signing off. God bless you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
It's all about me. it's about us.
Okay, bro. Okay.